Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos Quintana. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Quantrill. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCray hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Joyner hits a line drive into right field. Quintana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to second. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Hatcher moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher, who is chasing the ball. Jose reaches third base with a triple. Lind goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quintana is 0 for 1 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards short. Valentin picks up the ball and throws McRae out. Jose scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 0 for 2 in the game. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Joyner moves to second. Harvey Pulliam pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Jose Melendez now pitching. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pulliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harvey Pulliam now playing left field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Haney covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zupczyk takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jose strikes out. Two outs. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCray is 0-for-3 in the game. McCray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pulliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quintana is 0-for-3 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Quintana moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Billy Brewer now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sampson now pitching. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zupczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hyatt strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melvin strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles pinch hits for John Valentin. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bird pinch runs for Ernie Riles. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.